reconvene in 1 minute. Okay, we'll get started after the break. It's 7:29 on resolution. We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2020-55, approving the power
purchase
agreement with the Unalaska Chena Power LLC and authorizing the city manager enter into the agreement. We have a motion.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to disclose that this is Dennis Robinson. I am a board member on the board of directors of the Unalaska Corporation. I'm also a shareholder of the Unalaska Corporation. I own stocks in OC, but I do not serve on OCCP LLC board.
Thank you. I believe we have Councilman Gregory next, and I'll be next.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, I need to disclose that I am an employee of the Unalashka Corporation, and my wife and children are shareholders in the Unalashka Corporation.
Thank you. And for disclosure purposes, my name is Vince Tudikov, Sr. I am a shareholder. I own 70 shares in the Unalashka Corporation. I am not a member or board member of OCCP. And I do not have a problem with voting on this issue. Thank you.
So I'll make that motion to adopt resolution 2020-55.
Moved by Councilman Robinson to adopt resolution 2020-55. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Coleman. I'll turn it over to the city manager for introductions on resolution 2020-55.
Okay, thank you. So the PPA before you this evening has been prepared in accordance with the directives issued by City Council. I've been told that OCCP is supportive of this PPA, and they've indicated to me that they might be able to sign it as soon as Wednesday. I want to thank the city team for their hard work over the last 7+ months with negotiation and objective review and analysis. This team worked on behalf of the City of Unalaska with the best interest of the community and the ratepayers in mind. The team itself remains supportive of this project and are certainly excited to see what it might mean for the future of our community. As your city manager, I do, however, recommend postponing consideration of Resolution 2020-55 and allowing for time to obtain written commitments from the self-generating producers for the purchase of power. These commitments would significantly lessen the financial risk of the city, and the city would be better positioned to sell power we are agreeing to purchase through the PPA with OCCP. In my mind, this benefits all the ratepayers, and in the end, also is beneficial to the entire project and the community. This might also provide additional time for additional public input. I suspect that not all council members will agree with my recommendation, so I certainly want to assure all of you that no matter what council chooses to do this evening, my staff and I are ready to support the decision and move forward in accordance with the council's direction. and we are happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Okay, thank you, City Manager Aaron. This time I'll request comments or questions from the council. And I'll start off with Councilman Tungle.
Hi, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Yeah, with the, I guess with the directive with the city manager that we asked for, I and OCCP kind of went along with it with a $100 million kW per year and that at 20,000 per day litigation damages. So I guess that's our goal when we set directives. So I'll be supporting this.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm excited for the project, and I think a lot of the community members are as well. So I am in total support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you. Well, this is big. This is a really big decision to make, and I spent a lot of time, have spent a lot of time thinking and working this out. In the resolution, it states, whereas the City Council supports efforts and programs for reliable and cost-effective alternative energy sources, including geothermal. I think one of the things that I stood on when I was running for council is to look at things not just immediately, but for the next generation and the next generation to come. There are definitely some risks involved in this project. I think there's a lot of things and decisions that we make that there are risks involved. Just when you put a really big number at it, it draws a lot of attention, and it should. The city administration has done a good job in trying to show those risks, I think, but when you look 30 years out, you've got to recognize the potential for the reward. And that's where I look. Right now, we're stagnant growth. We're stagnant growth in our ability to get power to more customers, even if we wanted to. This is an avenue and a window into doing that. I don't take the decision lightly at all. I recognize that this is taxpayer money, hard earned, and we want to be able to make good decisions for now and for future generations. I am hopeful. And I feel pretty confident. I feel very confident in what I've heard and what I've read. And we don't know if this project's going to work, but we have things in place to protect on the deliveries. And I think the potential outcome would be huge for this city. As I said, you know, sometimes you have to take risks, and sometimes you have to go out on a limb, because that's where the fruit is. So, that being said, I am supportive of this resolution, and I'm excited for the future of the city of Unalaska.
OK, Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Next, I'll ask Councilman Bell.
I am, at this point, I'm not going to be in support of the power purchase agreement as negotiated. I wrote a bunch of notes down here that I'll kind of go through and read, and you know, I had a whole bunch of thoughts on, you know, why this isn't necessarily a great agreement for the city. It's not. I honestly believe this is not a good deal for the city, and there's plenty of reasons why. But really, all those kind of pale into the consideration that we're looking at, you know, over $500 million that we're committing to. And up to this point, there's just not been enough exposure to the public. Most of this discussion has been in an executive session, and the public has not had ample time to understand what this project is really about. The general perception is that their power bill will go down, and this is not necessarily true. Before we mortgage the citizens' future for the next 30 years, they should fully understand what they are getting into. This project, it's a good project, and I fully support moving ahead with the project. I just feel that the deal that the city has made is not a good deal. Good project, bad deal. The city right now sells approximately 40 million kilowatt hours a year, and the agreement is to purchase 100 million kilowatt hours a year. The risk involved with this difference between 40 and 100 million is a big deal. It's a big risk. The city may eventually be able to sell the power, but maybe not in the first year, or maybe not in the first 10 years. But in the interim, it will be the citizens of Unalaska that are subsidizing the cost. OCCP is, in essence, asking the citizens of Unalaska to guarantee their profits and asking the citizens of Unalaska to take the hit if the power cannot be sold. And it is our job as a council to make sure the citizens of Unalaska fully understand the ramifications of this agreement. At this point, my recommendation would be that this needs to go to the public. It needs to go to a vote of the people. And at this point, I would move a motion forward to postpone indefinitely. And if you get a second, I will elaborate on that.
Second.
There's been a motion to postpone indefinitely by Councilman Bell and seconded by Councilman Coleman. That motion is open for discussion, or do we? Yeah. Open for discussion at this time. Councilman Bell.
Thank you. I'll speak to that motion. My intent here is not to drag this out forever, but what it is, the intent is to get this out to the public, give the public some time to digest what this agreement is, and have a chance to debate it. But later here in the agenda, we can go to the direct the city manager, and what my suggestion would be is to return this this resolution as an ordinance. To ultimately be voted on and ratified by a vote of the people. If we're going to ask the ratepayers to commit to a $500 million contract here, I think it's very reasonable to put it to a vote and let all those that are going to pay for this vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Councilman Coleman.
I don't have anything at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Gregory.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not in favor of postponing. I think, this project is a huge opportunity for this community. The upside is going to be huge. We need to be able to sell power to businesses that want to come here that perhaps now do not come here because they don't, the city can't provide them power. You know, we've got the heat pump technology that's going to make up a lot of the difference between 40 and 100. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of we've got 3 years to be able to sell, to get the self-generators to decide to come on board. And I think they will come on board because they realize that it's a very significant project for them as well to be able to be able to slap a, you know, green power sticker on their seafood products is a pretty big issue. You know, when an APL Matson ship pulls up to the dock, and they can plug into the green power. That's something that's important to them as well. And we've got a lot of other, you know, if we need, we'll be negotiating with these self-generators to get them to come online. And, you know, and it's just not the nature of the seafood business to commit to 30 years of buying a set amount of power. Their power needs will go up and down, but I see them coming online. And there are other avenues that we can pursue to maybe coax them a little bit more, but we don't want to start off being adversarial with them. I think they'll see the opportunity that this provides and come online. And like I said, we got 3 years to do that. I think the upside is so important. I don't want to diminish the fact that there is some risk to the city if we don't sell that power. But my thought is that we will sell that power. That'll push this community to the next level where we can have another separate industry that doesn't rely totally on fish, but on something else, servers or aerospace or something else, that somebody that can come in and use green power, and it's important to them. So I am not in favor of tabling this indefinitely. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Gregory. Councilman Nicholson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And as well, I'm all for just moving forward with this and not tabling it because, you know, we have 3 years to get everybody on and to move forward with this. And we build it, they'll utilize it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Councilman Tungle?
I don't have anything to add right now.
Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. I do not support postponing this any longer. This power purchase agreement, in one form or another, has been in nearly every council packet we've had. The general public has had a lot of time to look at it. And being in the council for the years that I've been on the council, I've seen a lot of stuff. And generally, when people speak up is after the council acted on something, even though that it was discussed in multiple other meetings. And I don't, you know, postponing this to try to get the processors to sign an agreement for a commitment for a long period of time. What part is not understood that they will not commit a long-term agreement? I don't know how to get that across. It is not going to happen. No, we build it, and we create. Well, I'm not going to support this, but I wish to speak on Resolution 2020-55. I'll talk more on that one. But I do not support the move motion to postpone.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. I believe I've called all the council on the question of postponement. At this time, without further question or debate, I'll move on to the call for the moment. You have a question? Yes, go ahead.
If I can just make one comment. It sounds like there's not a whole lot of support behind postponing this. I just want to make sure that what we're saying is that we don't need the public input on this to move forward. Even though this will be the largest contract the city has ever signed, and it affects everyone in this community, I feel strongly that we need input and approval by the public. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Councilman Coleman?
I believe there has been actually a significant amount of input from the public. It may not necessarily be have come through in meetings, but we have had a fair amount of emails come through in support, letters of support, and I have also heard letters of not support, so I'll be very clear that it's not 100%. There are folks who may not support this particular contract, not necessarily the project, but again, the contract. Taking all of that into consideration. We've been looking at this for quite a while. There's been lots of opportunity for public input. I don't take any of that lightly. I listen to all of it, and it definitely weighs on my decision making. Thank you.
Well, since we start off on a second round, I have got to continue. Councilman Robinson.
Nothing further.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo.
I agree with Councilman. There's a lot of positive around the public, excited and want to see this thing happen, and all the emails and support that we got from all over. And I think there's enough information out there that put out that the public knows. So everybody's aware of this project, and a lot of pretty much people are excited, and they want to see this thing happen. So that's all I thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Second round.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No further comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory.
Nothing further.
Okay, that's finished second round. Are there any further council discussions before I move on to public? Members of the public, does anyone wish to speak to this resolution, 2020-55?
Actually, I think you're still on the motion to put. We're still on the motion to postpone indefinitely.
Oh, that's right. So, I'm sorry. We're on the motion to postpone indefinitely. At this time, I'll ask for a roll call vote on the motion to postpone.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
No.
Mr. Nicholson?
No.
Mr. Robinson?
No.
Mr. Tungle?
No.
Mr. Gregory?
No.
Our motion of five no's and one yes, the motion to postpone fails. We are now back to the main motion of resolution 2020-55. And I'll ask at this time, members of the public, does anyone wish to speak to this resolution? Resolution 2020-55.
Mr. Mayor.
State your name for the record,
Mr.
please.
Mr. Mayor, it's Dennis.
Oh, yes.
We still haven't gone through the council on 2020-55. Myself and I think at least one other council member have not spoken to it.
All right, we'll go back to you for comments and questions from the council. I'll start off with Mr. Robinson.
Yes, thank you. You know, this community is what it is today because people on the council throughout the years took risks. They took huge risks. When we had no money, we convinced the state and the federal government to give us money for a water system because we told them that if we build this water system, this industry will grow here. There was no proof of that. The inshore offshore issue wasn't even born or decided even then. But we convinced them. They gave us some money. We built a water system. We have three large, beautiful plants and a fourth one here now. And we sit as the number one fishing port in the United States. That was due to a risk that we took. I happened to be on the council then. With the city dock, you know, building that city dock, the decision to build that city dock was huge. Again, we went out and convinced people. Mind you, that one did have two commitments by two companies. But in those commitments, and because of the way they were drafted, the city dock paid for itself in 12 years instead of 20. You know, we have a powerhouse. We spent roughly more than $50 million on a brand new powerhouse that we can't expand any further, and we need to. We built that with no commitments, zero commitments. We built a city dock expansion, you know, $40 million, no commitments. We're doing it on speculation. You know, the water system upgrades to this community, again, no commitments. You know, and the sewer system, we built no commitments. But when it comes to power, geothermal will bring us the opportunity that none of this other stuff can do for us right now. And that is bring a diversification of our economy. If we hope to have the military come in here in some capacity, green power is going to be required. And we don't have it right now, currently. And in this power purchase agreement, and mainly in the last directive of where I stated that the meter starts at 100 million kilowatt hours instead of 8.3 million kilowatt hours for sharing the profits with OCCP. That in itself takes half of the risk off of the city for being able to sell power. OCCP is a for-profit LLC, a corporation. And selling power is how they make their money. So I imagine, and I, you know, what OCCP is going to do is something the city has not been able to do, and that is sell power. You know, they're going to go out of their way, and I imagine we'll break that 100 million kilowatt hours well before we flip the switch to turn this thing on. In this agreement, there's $7.5 million for the utility upgrades that OCCP is going to provide to better serve power to the processors, whom said that, and they told the city that they won't hook them up because you can't keep the lights on. I know a lot of customers, myself included, of city power, has cost them a lot of money because of the power outages and coming back on and going back off numerous times. I'm $7,200 and counting. That's $7,200 off of my table. You know, and that's I'm just one person. you can't imagine I'm the only one in Alaska that had lost, you know, electronics or equipment, you know, in the home due to that. But this will provide us stable power, and it'll provide us the ability to diversify our economy, you know, and it will also give the processors an upper hand on the world market for fish, being able to claim that this fish is not only from a sustainable fishery, but also processed by green power. I know that doesn't mean a whole lot to a lot of people in the United States, but on the world market, it means a lot it means a lot in marketing fish. You know, that's what a majority of the countries look for. So I think this is a good thing going forward. I truly believe that before we even throw the switch to this, that we're not going to have enough power. So, and I'm going to support this 100%. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. We're still on the discussion or comment questions regarding 2020-55, and I'll call on Councilman Coleman.
No, I already spoke to it earlier, and I'm gonna. I have no further comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle.
Yeah, no further comment. I spoke on this already. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No further comments. I spoke earlier. I'm all for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Councilman Bell.
I'll speak once again that I'm not necessarily in favor of this power purchase agreement. I think the city can negotiate a better deal, and I think that better deal is not as far away as we think. I think it's very close. I'm not under any illusions that the processors are going to sign any long-term agreements, because they're not, and we're not going to bring them on before the power is flowing. My assertion here is that this is a very large monetary commitment, and that it needs, in my opinion, it needs a vote of the people. I think the community needs to vote on this and say, yeah, hey, this is a great deal. Let's move forward with it. Or, hey, no, you know, I think the city can negotiate a little better deal. It's just gauging what the risk is that this community is willing to expose themselves to. And that's my whole deal, is that I think people need to vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Gregory?
No, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just think that this, now is the time to move forward and look at this green technology and what it can do for our community now and into the future. And it has a huge positive upside that I believe that we will see in the very near future. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. That being said, all council members have made the first round. Is there any further council discussion? Okay, hearing none. Members of the public, does anyone wish to speak to this resolution? And I will advise that there will only be a two-minute discussion from the public at this time regarding this resolution.
Mr. Cummings, who's in chambers here, signed up to speak, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
We have Mr. Cummings, who is going to speak at this time. We're changing microphones. Can you hold on a moment?
Good evening. Hi, my name is Robert Cummings. Thank you for taking the time. I'm sorry I didn't realize I was only going to have 2 minutes, but I'll try to make it short. I think this is a wonderful project, and it has benefits for the community, the processors, the Unalashka Corporation, Peanut Power. I think it's a great project. I do have some questions, which I don't think we'll have time to get into now, but I think it does hamper our negotiating ability to bring the processors on to sign the PPA without having them. And I understand that they can't sign on to a 30-year agreement. That's never going to happen. But we could probably come on to have some sort of understanding and talk about these other tactics that might come down the pipe if they don't come on and have a frank discussion. Give them a month, and we can have this final vote for this huge project. If they're still in business, if they still need power, if the price of oil is this and the price of electricity is this, these sort of guidelines might be able to format of a memorandum of understanding with the processors. Not a 30-year commitment, but I think that's something that could be done. We could all go forward, processors, residents, community, going forward to the green future that is on Alaska. I think it would be amazing to go that way instead of setting up this 3-year, 4-year period that's going to be quite contentious between residents and processors. I guess I'm probably out of my time. I do have some specific questions about the PPA. I'm trying to educate myself, but I guess this is not so. I wish I had that opportunity. I assume other people might also have the opportunity, but thank you for your time, and I thank you for all your work putting this agreement together. I also want to say just quick that I'm saying this not as a city employee but as a resident. I was not involved in the city team, have no contact with that, and I just have concerns as a general ratepayer resident. So thank you very much for your time and your work.
Thank you, Mr. Cummings, and if time allows,
Mr. Mayor,
we'll allow you to come back if you have questions. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, this is Frank Kelty.
Yes, Mr. Kelty.
Hi, I'd like to speak in favor of this project. And many of you know my long-time history involved with this. We almost had this project put together for probably a quarter of the cost in 1992, and we were very close, and Ada was going to be our partner in it, and we ran into the processor issue again and didn't have them on board, so the issue fell apart. In the during the LADEC regime, we looked at it again. We had lease issues with who owned the resource, and it fell apart again. And now it looks like we've got a project, and I think it's going to be wonderful for the future of this community. I've been to Iceland twice and seen the project, how it works over there. And I understand management's concern on it. And I'll wrap up with one little saying that I did when we christened the Grand Aleutian Hotel. And my saying was, if you build it, they will come. And I stand by that on this project. If we build this project, they will come. And I truly believe that, and I wish the city the best of luck on this project. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Kelty. Before we move forward, I've been advised by some council members that maybe 2 minutes is not long enough, so I'll allow 5 minutes. And when I get to the point here, Mr. Cummings, I'll ask you to come back. If you have questions, I don't know if we at the council can answer, but there are people online that can. Thank you. Who's any more public comment? Okay, hearing none from the public at this time on the phone, I'll ask Mr. Cummings. Cummins to come up and ask these questions. And as I said, we'll try and answer them from legal counsel or whoever else is a city manager or others are here.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, again, for taking this additional time. I guess one of my questions was is that reviewing this PPA and the previous version of the PPA on, I guess, Section 2, Agenda, and C, so 2C, says purchaser shall have the exclusive right to provide electric service to all new and existing customers within purchaser's existing service area. That was in the original, well, not the original, but the version, I think, from July. This version now it says at the city's then existing tariff rates. I'm just wondering, what was the logic for adding that language to this PPA?
Is there anyone, Aaron? Are you on? You were all part of that in the wording regarding the tariff issue under Section 2.2?
Yes, I am looking at it right now. I'd imagine it's just a statement that we're not going to be negotiating what the electric rates would be within this PPA, but that it'll be determined by the rates that are that exist at that point in time. Honestly, as the negotiations proceeded, we would continue, and OCCP could speak to this as well, but, you know, the further you get into these discussions, you know, the further points you can identify that we needed to get more specific in, and I believe this was one of those cases.
You want to continue?
Sure. I guess in following in that same paragraph, if this was in the previous one version as well, and I guess it's a long, so I don't want to repeat it, but it starts with purchasers of existing service area or purchase. Basically, it's the right of first refusal clause, and I guess it's not clear to me. So if on the right, we can only charge at a rate equal to the city's cost of city purchased or city generated power plus applicable standard customer charges. So I guess maybe a real life scenario of that is, I guess maybe Bitcoin mining operation wants to set up right next to the power plant or a mile that, you know, some development in the Makushan Valley. I assume the city would be given within the city limits, obviously, the right of refusal to provide them power. How does that work specifically with this? Who pays to extend the line to them, and how is that cost accounted for and the maintenance of that?
Aaron, are you there? Did you hear the
question?
Yes,
I'm thinking. Yes. No, I'm following. I might call on Dan or Brooke even to address some of the specifics. Some of this, I will say, we discussed in the negotiations and was one of those. We were trying to address the higher level issues in these negotiations for the PPA. And then a lot of the other issues would either be handled how we would normally handle it, or we would need to get the groups together to feel out how to best proceed. But I'm going to call on either Dan or Brooks if you could shed some light on this particular question.
Dan is here right now.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, council members, that was put in for if electricity, one of the reasons if electricity is sold over on the other side in the Makushan Valley or Broad Bay area, we had the first right of refusal to sell that electricity to them. So who would put the line in? That is covered by code, depending on if it's secondary line or primary line. If it's primary line, that would be us putting it in, and we would also supply the transformer. Secondary line would be up to the purchaser of that electricity at that time.
Similar to housing development ordinance.
Yes, guess it would follow under the same code.
Yeah, go ahead, Councilman Bell.
Sorry if I could just ask a quick follow-up question on that. So if there was a project over in Broad Bay that required power, we would supply a submarine cable back over to that purchaser?
No, we would not. We would either tie into their service over there and run it through our own transformer to the purchaser and run it that way. We wouldn't have to run a cable back. The city just wanted the first refusal to do that because it's within the city limits. So the city limits runs over there, and we wanted, by code, we control the utility right of ways, everything in the limits of the city of Unalaska. So we didn't want to give that up.
So then if we were to tie into the existing power cable coming over, then would we end up paying a lease payment to that, or since we don't own the submarine cable?
Well, that would have to be worked out in some agreement. It's kind of out of the ordinary doing it this way, but an agreement would have to be worked out. Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anyone else on the public on the phone that are wanting to comment?
So, Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Mayor, is it?
Go ahead.
The first speaker, I've got
Councilman Robinson. Go ahead with the public.
I'm sorry. This is Deneen Luby. Can I speak for a minute?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, as a longtime member of the Unalaska, and being here in the 90s when we were looking at trying to do the geothermal, and I was really disappointed then when it didn't come in. And I'm actually, as a community member, and I am actually in favor of this, and I don't mind paying a little extra or taking the risk. I think that it's a great project. I think that green energy is the way to go. And I think it would benefit our whole community in the long run in a number of ways. It gives, like everybody has said, it gives a chance for everybody to possibly bring new business to the town, maybe diversify fish industry so that we're not solely dependent on them. And I just want to say that I am, as a public member, I am in support of this. And I think anybody that really wants to speak about it would probably be here speaking about it. It has been on the agenda for a long time. It's been talked about for many years. And I think that if anybody really did have a concern, that they would be here tonight voicing those concerns. So I just want to say thank you, everybody, for working so hard on this. And I really hope it does go through this time. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Cummings, sorry about that. I thought you were done. You went and sat down. Sorry.
I guess just a follow-up on that question of the question of the Broad Bay development or McCutcheon Valley development. I guess, and maybe this is a answer that Mr. Winters can answer, is that we have the right of refusal, but based on the agreement that we have in front of us, would it make sense economically for the city to provide power? And again, I know it's a complicated agreement. I don't understand it, so I just wonder if maybe Mr. Winters could respond to that, or maybe someone on the council.
Could Mr. Winters?
Mr. Mayor, council members, it would all depend on the rates, of course, if it was, want to use the word sensible. As far as actually selling it to somebody over there, let's say somebody wanted to put up a lodge or a greenhouse, and yeah, it could be lucrative to us if the rate schedule coincided with what we needed to do to break even, and that's what we do. We break even on the cost. So, yeah, it would be sensible to do something like that. Depending, you know, there's so many different variables and situations that, yeah, as long as the rate structure was up there to maintain our cost, yeah, it would be sensible.
Yeah, I agree. You wouldn't want to take over the utility over there if there was just one little cabin. You'd want something that had industry or business attached to it that brought in a yearly income.
Yeah, and council and everybody needs to understand that we look at numbers. You know, is this going to be lucrative for the residents of the city of Onalaska? You know, do we want to run a mile of 35 kVA line, or in this case, it would be 65 kVA line a mile, $1 million a mile to run a cabin? No, we wouldn't like that. You guys go ahead and do it. You know, so yeah, it all depends on the numbers.
Okay, thank you. City Clerk?
Mr. Mayor, Dave Matthews, who is joining us via Zoom. Dave Matthews with the OCCP team has indicated that he has some feedback on this question, if you'd like to call on him.
Sure. Yes, Dave Matthews, you're out there. We'll take your explanation as best you can within 3 minutes.
Hey, can you hear me? Just getting back to Mr. Cummins' question there, and I think Dan answered it correctly and well to our understanding too, but the whole intent there is that the city has a shortfall of power that it needs to get up to its 100 million kilowatt hours. And so this first round refusal will help them cover that. They don't want to be undersold by us in any means. We're guaranteeing a 30 megawatt plant capacity to them. So the first right of refusal goes to the city to have that capacity come their way. If the scenario of where some industry might go over to the other side and want to have a demand of 40 megawatts outside the city's 30 megawatts, then the city might have to say, well, you know, we can't do that. We don't have that capacity. Then it could flip back to OCCP. Decide if they want to expand the plant and to bring a branch line into this new industry. So it gives the first right of refusal. It doesn't give them an obligation to be an obligation to provide additional power to a new customer over there, but it gives them the first opportunity to say yes, no, or yes, no, we won't, based on the economics that they pencil into it at that time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Matthews. City Clerk?
Yes, the city's consultant, Mike Hubbard, would also like to speak to this.
Mr. Hubbard, you're on.
Okay, thanks. I don't want to beat this up too much here, but the city always has the right to establish, if somebody came on over on the other side there, the city always has the right to set different rates over there. Other utilities do that have different service areas, and so it could have a higher rate over there just because of the infrastructure that needs to be put in. And as Dave Matthews alluded to, if somebody came in and it would require 40 megawatts or an additional 10 megawatts, and we've already had the 30 megawatts fully subscribed, the city has the first right of refusal, and we could weigh the cost of adding to the project what OCCP would charge us, and then we would weigh that with putting in the infrastructure and what we would charge the person. So I don't think that anything it's not going to hurt the city economically to have something go in over there. If it is going to hurt the city economically, it simply would not provide the power to them.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? We'll continue on the public comments at this time. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to this resolution in public? Hearing none, City Clerk, did you receive any comments from the public to read into the record?
I did not.
Thank you. At this time, I'll call for a roll call vote on Resolution
2020-55. All righty, Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Yes.
And Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Yes.
On a vote of five yes and one no, Resolution 2020-55 has been approved. This time we'll move to item 'Does anyone wish to put Resolution 2020-56 on the table for discussion? If yes, we'll need a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2020-56 regarding the Unalaska CARES Grant Program for local businesses and nonprofit organizations on decisions on appeals.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2020-56.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Gregory, to put Resolution 2020-56 on the table for discussion. Roll call, please.
I think you skipped a few steps there, sir.
What happened?
You have a motion and second.
Motion and second, yeah. Oh, we're going to discuss it? All right. Discussion from the council. Few steps. Councilman Robinson, on the motion to...
Yes, yeah, thank you. Right, as I stated in the work session, I think it's it would be prudent for us to fund the two other businesses that appealed that filed on in a timely manner and appealed to fund them at the basic care level at $5,000. And I mean, I think that is what the CARES Act money was set for, to take care of these businesses. And they fell into just, yes, it was bad timing, you know, with COVID, but that was an act of God that took their revenues away, and so therefore they weren't able to fit within the parameters that we set in previous resolutions. I think you know, but again with this, I will not consider as a council member going any further to any other businesses that may try to appeal. I think with Lucian Excursions and Fish on Charters, I think that we should fund them at the basic care level of $5,000. And before I make a motion to amend that, I would like to hear from other council members on this prior to cutting a council member off with another motion. But I'd be ready to make that amendment once we get through the council on this discussion in this.
Okay, thank you. We're on the motion to put on the table, right? Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, thank you. I would echo Councilman Robinson's opinions there. I think both these companies have had expenditures last year in setting up for their businesses this year that just didn't materialize, and I think that exception would be prudent for us. And so I would be in favor of seeing those two businesses put on here at the first tier level. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Bell?
After listening to the discussion of other councils here, I mean, the intent of the appeal process was to look at these on a case-by-case basis, and that's what we're doing here. These two applications are not going to break the bank, but more importantly, these two businesses are owned by residents of the community, and the whole intent of this was to put money back into the community. So I will vote in favor of approving these two. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Tungo?
Mr. Tungo, you're still muted.
Yeah, I'll be supportive of these. They did put they invest on this on their business and things up, and unfortunately it's not it did not expect that. So I say we go with the third one and start from there, and I'll be supporting that.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm in support of giving the two businesses tier one as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Coleman?
Gosh darn it, I'd like to hear the amendment, Mr. Robinson, before I say anything. So I'm going to just not say anything right now.
I'm going to propose one.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're back on motion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Councilman Robinson.
I'll make a motion to amend resolution. I'm sorry. This resolution 2020-56, is it? To insert the names. I'm sorry.
56.
Yeah, 56. I'm going to make the motion to amend it to insert resolution. Excursions LLC and Fish on Charters in the amount of the basic tier level of $5,000.
Motion by Councilman Robinson to amend the 2020-56 resolution to include excursions and fish on charters on tier one. Moved by Councilman Gregory, second. Discussion. I'll ask Planner. We're on discussion regarding the amendment 56 to 5,000 payment to the two exclusions.
I'm pretty, and I can't get into the city system for right now. I'm pretty certain we've helped out with Q1 or Q2 expenses for Run Silent, Run Deep. I'm going to ask if you can just make sure all of those new businesses are eligible for that tier one. So they were all on there. That way it's just consistent. And we did have some Q1 from, I know, are only in Dutch. And honestly, I think we haven't sent the PAs in for the four
new businesses?
What are you saying, that the others went to Tier 2?
I think we're fine.
Bill?
Throw my comments down the window. I think we did already pay them. I just can't seem to get into that spreadsheet. Yes, Aaron?
So I just want to, I think this might be what you're saying. So I'm looking at the resolution 2020-52 that council approved at the last meeting. And how council chose to address new businesses with that didn't have tax returns or income prior to 2020. And there was an approach that was taken with the first and second quarter sales tax return. I think what you might be suggesting here, Bill, is that we don't identify specific businesses in this new approach of if you could qualify for that tier one. I mean, I think it's kind of we don't want to solely, if people were already able to provide the first and second quarter sales information and it put them into tier two, that's okay. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully you have some wording. I think we're on the same page with the direction.
Yeah. And honestly, I got sidetracked just before I got in here and I started listening to this whole power thing, and I should have, I'm pretty certain that we've addressed the concerns for the run silent, run deep. But what's happened is we've come down to the nitty-gritty and everyone has got something different, and this is the end of the ones that are in. So I believe the two that we have are fine that we're talking about.
I guess I would suggest that if council's thinking of granting an appeal for businesses that filed their appeal in a timely fashion, and already had their business license, if you are unable to submit the first and second quarter of 2020 sales tax reports, then you would qualify for that first tier in the stratified schedule. And I think that gives the planning department the direction that they need to proceed.
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay. Now I understand. All right. Thank you. Okay, on the amendment, I'll go through the council's concerns or questions. Councilman Bell?
I have no further questions.
Thank you. Councilman Coleman?
Here we go. So thank you. Yes, in our last meeting, I had made that amendment to try to find some way to make those bonds available to those who didn't qualify under the first frame, first round. I guess I misinterpreted Mr. Honka's cross-eyed. He normally gives me, so. it meets the intent. I have no problem with this. I guess the first round, when I was concerning first and second quarters, is that was to make people give them some leverage on that. But I guess I could have done a better job, and we could have saved ourselves some time here and just done it this way to begin with. But, like I said, we've got money there. The intent is being fulfilled with what I originally decided last 2 weeks ago, so I will support this.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Gregory?
Nothing further.
Thank you. Councilman Nicholson?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Robinson?
Nothing further. I support it.
Councilman Tungle? Thank you.
No more questions. I'll be supporting.
Thank you. Councilman Tungle? Any further council discussion? Hearing none, members of the public, does anyone wish to speak to this amendment and resolution? Hearing none, City Clerk, did you receive any comments on public for to be read into the record?
No.
I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
on the motion to amend?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tumble?
Yes.
Yes.
Gregory?
Aye.
On the motion to amend the resolution 6-0.
Oh, yeah, Gregory.
And it passes.
I know, it's like trying to make a statement or what?
Yeah. Why can't you just say, yeah?
Oh, sorry if I got soot on your hot dog.
It's a little, there's
something that way. Mr. Tonar, Oh, his computer.
Oh. Okay, we're on item 14, council directives to the city manager. Are there any directives to the city? What's that?
Mr. Mayor, we need to vote on the resolution.
As amended. Yeah, we haven't voted on it yet.
But they did that. All right, we're back to resolution 2020-56 as amended. Seeing no further discussion, I'll call for a roll call. Or you want a discussion? All over. We'll start over. Councilman Coleman.
I have nothing further.
Councilman Gregory.
Nothing.
Councilman Nicholson.
No comments.
No comments.
Councilman Bell.
No further questions.
Councilman Robinson.
Nothing, no.
Councilman Tungo.
I'm ready to vote.
Does any members of the public wish to speak to this resolution as amended? Have we received any written comments to read into the record?
No, sir.
I'll call for a vote on the amended resolution 2020-56.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Vote being 6-0, amendment resolution 2020-56 as amended has been approved. Now, item 14. Council directives to the city manager. Are there any directives to the city manager? If yes, we need a motion and a second. Hearing no directives to the city manager, we'll move on to item 15, community input and announcements. Are there any announcements or input from the community? No, hearing no announcements or from the community or input, we have come to the end of our agenda and completed our business. We are therefore adjourned at 8:43 p.m. We are adjourned.